Today you've tuned into the Fast and Furious podcast, where we will ask fast questions and expect fast responses. Today's topic, we are talking about sleep deprivation and how it affects the human body. Today I'm here with Taylor Overton, a sports medical postgraduate intern at Texas Tech, and he's here to answer a few questions for me. With the semester coming to an end, the majority of people have a very full schedule on a day-to-day basis and may feel mentally and physically fatigued. How vital is sleep during these times, especially with the finals around the corner?
Sleep is very important for cognitive performance and mental health.
Okay. How much sleep should one get a night?
Most reports will tell you 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Though some people require less.
If not possible to get about 8 to 10 hours of sleep, how much do you think is like the bare minimum that people should get?
Most studies show deficits in cognitive performance and behavior with less than 5 hours of sleep.
Okay. Would naps during the day help those who don't get enough sleep at night?
Yes, naps can help, although the timing of naps throughout the day is vital, and then whether or not you get into REM sleep also matters. If you are wanting to do something quickly, then you want to take shorter naps. Then if you have more time, longer naps can be beneficial.
Okay. And like on a night before an exam, should one sacrifice sleep to cram a study or just go through and just hope they do the best?
Most people will tell you that sleep will be more important than your cramming, that if you cram and then don't sleep, sleep has a big part of memory retention. So if you're cramming and not sleeping, you're really not likely to retain the information you crammed.
To sum it up, Taylor pretty much says that sleep can affect your cognitive performance and your memory retention. And without much sleep, you probably won't be able to function that well for your exams that are around the corner. To get a better perspective of what it's like to have a full schedule on a day-to-day basis, I'm talking to a student on the track team named Logan Fraley, and he's gonna tell me how his life goes on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so I'll start off with it gets really busy. So Tuesday night last week, I had an exam the next day, and so I was up late studying because we got out of practice pretty late, and so I had to eat, and then I had to study for the exam. Then I also had to write a little bit of the essay, so that led to a late night, and then I had a class at 8, 9, 11. So it gets really busy. So I gotta wake up at 7:30, eat breakfast, go to my 8 a.m., then go to my 9 a.m., take the exam, and then right after that, I have to run over to our Marshall Sharp building for an academic meeting, and then immediately go to my 11 a.m. class. It's all back to back, and I'm not running off a whole lot of energy from the late night, and so we got practice at 1:30 after that. So I got about an hour break. And so leading into that, it's pretty tiring. And after, of course, going to practice at 1:30 from a really late night, it really affects you with not a whole lot of sleep. And of course, the ideal sleep is about 8 to 9 hours, which doesn't always happen for student athletes. And so, of course, after you get out of practice, got to eat, and I got to study for my next classes and such for the next day. And it kind of gets repetitive. Sometimes I don't have a bunch of classes every day, and that's when I try to make up for sleep. But yeah, that's pretty much a schedule for a busy day of mine.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. Do you feel like you do well when you have to stay up late and cram for tests or exams?
No, I mean honestly, when you rush like that, It affects your grade for sure. I've noticed that, and I haven't got my grade back yet on that exam, but I did my best for what I could for the situation. So, you know, hopefully it's good. If it's not, I can always go in for corrections. That's just part of it. That's part of the process. All
right. Thank you for your time, Logan.
Logan pretty much talks about how his busy schedule kind of interferes with his sleep and how he studies, and that plays a big part in how he takes exams and how he's going to approach this exam season. With the information we got from the two interviewees, we can see that there is a decrease in cognitive performance when there is sleep deprivation, and that can kind of affect your exams with the semester coming to an end. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Peace. What Taylor says pretty much sums up the fact that sleep deprivation can affect memory retention for exams, and it can affect your mental health. So this kind of shows how important sleep is to get.